Love Talk Radio.
One more day.
I want to get to heaven, but I got one more day to spend with my wife. I want to get to heaven, but I got one more day to spend with my kids. I want to get to heaven, but I got one more day to lift them up and give them the praise. Hallelujah, because he's worth. We thank God on today. We want to thank everybody for tuning in on today. Hallelujah. We welcome y'all, amen, to New Life. Hallelujah. Sabbath day celebration. Hallelujah. Amen. When we rest in the fact, hallelujah, that God is good all the time. And all the time, hallelujah, God is good. We thank God for everybody on today. Amen. Before we go any further, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you on today, Lord. Once again, for allowing us to come together in your name, just for being God all by yourself, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you speak to us today, Lord. Speak to us like you always do, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, touch us in a mighty way, Lord. Touch the man of God on today, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Let the anointing flow freely from his lips as it always does. And we thank you in advance for all the revelation knowledge that you are about to drop into our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, Lord. We bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you got for us on today. And once again, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we love you. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Hallelujah. On today, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to go, amen, to our welcome at this time. Hallelujah. And we're going to ask Sister Anaya Bailey to come forth on today. Hallelujah. And bless us. Hallelujah. With a welcome at this time.
Amen. Hello, and welcome to New Life Bible Application Fellowship Church, where our pastor here is Kenise Bailey. At this church, we would like to say welcome and give honor to God for allowing us to be here on this Mother's Day Eve.
Yeah.
We just like to ask, we would like to give thanks to all the mothers out there. Thank you for giving us life, health, and strength. Y'all are amazing. And I would just like to say you're welcome, you're welcome, and you're welcome.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Giving thanks to the mothers on today. I keep forgetting tomorrow's Mother's Day, but we give thanks to all the mothers out there. Amen. On today, amen. Praise God, amen. Like she said, y'all gave us life, health, and strength. Glory to God, hallelujah. Y'all raised, y'all birthed us, y'all raised us, hallelujah, amen. Y'all gave us wisdom and knowledge, y'all nurtured us, hallelujah. Then y'all set aside and told us, amen, we grown now, go on, do what you're going to do. But we thank you for what you did do, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen, I want to go to our opening scripture today, hallelujah. And y'all know me, I go to Psalms 100. Hallelujah. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves.
Yes.
We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Yes.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good,
mm-hmm.
his mercy is everlasting,
uh-huh.
and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. Yeah, you may be seated. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to look real quick at verse number 2. Hallelujah. It says, serve the Lord. Hallelujah. With gladness. Praise God, hallelujah. And I don't think we ever think about, hallelujah, what David is trying to tell us, hallelujah, when he says to serve the Lord with gladness. Now, we always think of serving the Lord when we come to church. Amen. We might be on the usher board, in the choir. We might be one of the ministers, a deacon, whatever role, the musician, whatever role you in. Praise God. We look at that as that's us serving the Lord. Praise God. But that's only on whatever day, hallelujah, you choose to go to the building and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. But like I said, when he wrote this, we had to go to the building to be in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Now we always in the presence of God. So how are we serving the Lord when we outside of the building? Now I don't even want to get inside the building because it say worship, serve the Lord with gladness. And I done been to some churches. As soon as I hit the door, the usher got an attitude because her feet hurt. Hallelujah. I can't sit where I want to sit. Praise God. I've been in the choir when the lead singer didn't want to sing that day. Praise God, I don't feel like singing. And somebody else mad because they didn't get the lead role. Hallelujah, praise God. I've been in meetings, praise God, where one preacher mad because the other preacher ain't get to preach. Hallelujah, praise God. So they feel like they in the building serving the Lord, but are they glad to do it? Praise God. See, when we came here today, we was glad to do it. Yeah. We ain't say this a Saturday.
Come on here.
Hallelujah. I got stuff to do on Saturday. Praise God. This is my only day out. Hallelujah. I need to go to the beach. I could have been down at the beach today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I could have been at the mall spending money. Hallelujah. Praise God. I could have been somewhere doing something else. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's sad when we say I could have been somewhere doing something else besides serving God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But when we leave out the building on the Sabbath or on Sunday, whenever you go worship, hallelujah, how are we serving God outside the building?
Yes,
praise God. Hallelujah. Because he said, hallelujah, I recall that when I needed something, you didn't give it to me. And he said, when that happened? Hallelujah. When you saw your brother was thirsty, you didn't give him nothing to drink.
Right.
When you saw your brother was hungry, when you saw your brother needed somewhere to stay, when you saw your brother was in prison, when you seen somebody in need and you didn't serve them. See, we got what we call servers now. They used to be waiters and waitresses, but they are servers. And what do? They serve you. Praise God. Amen. And God say, when you serve somebody that needs to be served, hallelujah, you are serving him. And we should do it with gladness. We shouldn't be mad, hallelujah, that the Bible say, hallelujah, we should give and it shall be given. Not just to the church, but to those in need. Praise God. We shouldn't be mad when somebody needs something and you got it and you don't want to give it. He said that he'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out so many blessings that you won't be able to receive it. So why are you trying to keep all of it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you should be glad to serve the Lord in whatever capacity you got him serving. Hallelujah. Amen. Then he said, come in with singing. Hallelujah. Praise God. That means that goes back to our attitude. Our attitude of gratitude. Why? Because God has done so much for us in our lives. Hallelujah, that we should be glad to serve him. We shouldn't complain about whatever predicament we're in because we know that whatever we're in before he done brought us out of it. Hallelujah. So if he brought me out of that, he going to bring me out of this. And whatever I go through, he going to bring me out of that. Hallelujah. Praise God. So as I conclude this today, praise God, are we serving the Lord with gladness or are we just serving the Lord? Hallelujah. Like the apostle said, when you're a novice, hallelujah, you just doing something and don't know what you're doing, why you're doing it, or really how to do it. Praise God, hallelujah. But when you study to show thyself approved, hallelujah, then you can serve the Lord and be glad to do it because you can see where he's been there for you every step, hallelujah, of the way in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. That was the hallelujah opening scripture, Psalms 100. I focused on, hallelujah, verse number 2. Praise God. Hallelujah. Would you gonna have him do another song, or can I do my song real quick, and then have him do a song, and then have him do a song?
Yeah, we got
to go ahead and do your song. All right. Praise God. I got a song for y'all. I know I keep a mic in my back pocket. I don't feel natural not having a mic. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This song is called When the Spirit Moves. Praise God. So I hope y'all like it.
Yeah.
We're going to get the church prompt on this. Praise God.
They're going to be dancing.
If they is, they're going to hate when they see it. Watch this.
This is telling the truth. If the spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head. If the spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet. If the spirit make you move to the left and move to the right, then lean with the rock with it. I'm not thinking about dance on my clothes. Because I'm on this show. If the spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head. If the spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet. If the spirit make you move to the left and move to the right, then lean with the rock with it. I'm not thinking about dance on my clothes. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the floor up to the ceiling. Lots of black friends of preachers and we sold a million. We independent. So we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied. I guess he knew it was the beginning. They think we killed. The way we live, and the only thing we give in is deliver us and heal them. I got that word. I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking. I'm not trying to talk and see it. It's all God's plan. He's the mastermind. He told me it's my time, and then he gave me mine. Man, the spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head. The spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet. The spirit make you move to the left and move to the right. Then lean with the rock with it. I'm gonna get my pants on my clothes. Yeah, I'm walking the show. The spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head. The spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet. Your spirit make you move to the left and move to the right. Then lean with the rock with it. I'm gonna get my pants. I enter in his courts with praises. You just pray, but what is he saying? My breath is creeping up like Jason. You can't beat God given. I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you feel it. My ghost right is the Holy Spirit. You get it. I stay right in Christ because he the real it. I get this like a sacrifice. Because I just feel it. And I'm in the hope of faith. You know what the deal is. You hate the tribe. I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane. This deal will spin it. This song's so fast that I don't need to look to end it. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear, wheel spinning. This song's so fast that I don't need to hook the engine. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. So when the spirit move, you better move, praise God. I know there ain't a lot of room in here, but there wasn't a lot of room in them clubs where well, y'all don't know nothing.
They don't know nothing about that.
They don't know nothing about that. Some of us do, praise God. Some of us in that age, amen. Hallelujah. We hope y'all don't know about that.
No, they don't know.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to install some cameras to make sure they don't know. Hey, some motion detectors.
Yeah.
Amen. We bless God on today. Amen. So we have a selection. And then
we going to, yeah.
Amen. So right now we're going to have a selection from our musician at this time. What's your name, brother?
Drake.
Amen, brother. Dreek is in the building on today. Praise God. He's going to bless us with a selection. And immediately following that selection, you're going to hear from the pastor of New Life Bible Application Fellowship, none other than my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. The champion builder himself, Apostle. Hallelujah. Kenneth Bailey will be coming forth with a dynamic word from God. Hallelujah. But right now, hallelujah, we're going to bless you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you. Bless us, Lord.
Bless us, Lord.
I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in Him. And be glad we're in
Him. Yeah.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yeah.
I will rejoice and be glad we're in
Him.
This is the day.
Yeah.
This is the day that the Lord.
Police baby, glory to God. From being saved.
Amen. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Do y'all agree with me? Is it important to you to be saved? If it's important to you to be saved, I'm talking about you on Facebook and on Instagram. I'm talking to you that's on social media. If it's important for you to be saved, just go ahead and say it's important to me. Say it's important to me.
It's important.
Say it's important to me.
It's important.
Say it's important to me to be saved.
It's important to me to be saved.
Say I need my salvation.
I need my salvation.
It's important to me that I'm saved. It's important to me that I'm saved. It's important to me that my soul be set free. It's important to me that I'm saved. Y'all hear me out. It's important to me that I'm saved. Come on, that's easy. It's important to me that I'm saved. Come on, church. It's important to me that my soul be set free. It's important to me that I'm saved. Let's say it one more time. It's important to me that I'm saved. It's important to me that I'm saved. It's important to me that my soul be set free. It's important to me that I'm saved. Check this out. You know what? Some folks, they love money. And some folks, they love fame. But neither of those are important to me. Important to me that I'm saved. Stay with me. It's important to me that I'm saved. Come on. It's important to me that I'm saved. It's important to me that my soul be set free. It's important to me that I'm saved. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Walking, you know, and I got a certain place, I got a certain
pattern that I walk, right? And I go down this certain street and I turn to the right. Well, it's not a private road. It's a public road. But you have to understand, in Edinburgh, Texas, that's close to Mexico, all right? And it's not too many people that look like me.
Yeah.
If they look like me, they're not as tall as me. And if they're as tall as me, they're not as wide as me. And if they're as wide as me, they don't walk like me. So there ain't too many people that like me.
Right.
Over there. And I was walking because I'm walking down this path. Somebody said every now and then you got to exercise to lose a little extra weight.
Hey.
Amen. Y'all don't want to say that because, hey, every now and then you got to exercise to lose a little extra weight. Yeah, I did. Because I'm going to tell y'all, I was 300 plus. Yes, I was. Now I'm at 270 something. Amen. Hey, come on. Give them a little weight. Hey. Because I'm walking this thing out. Amen. Amen. And last time you go look at some of my videos, you can see the stomach sticking out like this. But now the vesture is kind of sitting kind of flat on me. Praise God. I thank God for that. But I was walking, y'all. Yes, I was walking. And I made this left turn, and it was going down. Watch this. It was going to a landfill, a waste landfill. Okay? A waste landfill. What do they have at a waste landfill? Trash. Don't nobody want
trash.
The trash is what people get rid of when they don't want it. And so I'm going down that street, I'm walking, I'm getting it in, I'm walking, I'm getting it in, I'm walking, I'm getting it in. And all of a sudden, a truck pulled by me. And when that truck pulls by me, the truck says, he said, excuse me, may I help you? It freaked me out because he said, may I help you? And I kept walking. I kept getting it. Because I'm not going to let nobody stop me because, you know what, I'm walking this bad off of me. I'm walking it off. So I'm not going to stop. I'm starting to sweat. I'm getting my sweat in. All of a sudden, he pulls up. He says, excuse me, may I help you? I said, the only way you can help me is if you can take 20 of these pounds off of me right now. And he looked at me, well, what are you doing? I say, wait a minute. First of all, sir, let me just tell you something. I said, sir, I'm not going into your landfill. I'm getting ready to turn. I say, but tell me this. Why are you protecting something that's so worthless? Why are you protecting something that don't have any value? Why are you protecting something that cannot increase you in any area of your life? Sir, can you tell me why are you doing that? Why are you saying that, baby? Because I'm asking the same question that you are right now. Why are you all protecting something that's worthless in your life? Why are you all protecting something that has no value in your life? Why are you all trying to make sure that that which is trash to you is protected? Like somebody wants to take your old trash and make it their wealth. Well, somebody probably can come up with something, but I know I can't come up with it. So when I turned around, I walked, I say, Lord God, I say, God, what just happened? He says, just because it looks unusual. Don't mean that it's out of place. He says, you look unusual to them walking down here. They don't get people. Everyone that comes down this way is in a truck or car. You are on feet. You look unusual, and you look like you're out of place. Just because it looks unusual don't mean that it's out of place. Did you know this? Did you know that the Big Ben may appear to stand perfectly vertical? In London, Big Ben. Y'all know it, okay? But it actually has a slight lean. And say the tilt was discovered when plans were being made for the extension of the Jubilee line that passed up under the Parliament building. Just because it looks unusual with a lean don't mean that it's out of place. It's supposed to be in London. It's supposed to be there. It's not out of place. But it looks unusual because all other buildings, amen, are straight up. This one have a lean in it. There is a congregation that is named after the Black Madonna to emphasize the point to the members that the mother of Jesus was black. To recognize other images of the Black Madonna that they worship around the world. and to honor black women. Just because someone portrays Jesus' mother as being black doesn't mean that it's out of place. If sometimes to other people, to other races, it looks what? Unusual. But it doesn't mean that it's out of place. What I'm trying to get you to see is there are some things that look unusual to people that you all do, but it doesn't mean that it's out of place. It doesn't mean that it's out of place. Walk with me quickly, if you would, over there to Genesis chapter number 25, because there's something that's getting ready to go on that's unusual. And the one thing I want us to remind you, because this is the Mother Day sermon, I want us to remember this. I want us to remember that men deal with the unexpected. Women deal with the unusual. Men deal with the unexpected. Women deal with the unusual. The unexpected simply says, it's happening now, I wasn't expecting it. Either I can ignore it or I can deal with it. An unusual occurrence, you can't say that it's happening now, I can deal with it or I can't. An unusual occurrence, it takes time and it has to develop before you are able to really deal with it. When I made that turn around that corner, if I would have took two steps and then turned, he would have never stopped me because that wasn't unusual. He had to see me approaching the gates before he made contact with me. Why? He had to watch something what? Develop. He had to watch it develop. I need a reader. Somebody's going to read for me. Genesis chapter number 25. Genesis chapter 25. Amen. Let me get over there. Me and this Bible I have. I had myself set up. Y'all done got me all messed up, discombobulated and everything over here because it's important to me that I'm straight. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Amen, amen, amen. Chapter 25. Let's start at verse number 20. And as you read, I'm going to stop you, and I'm going to flow with it, okay? Somebody just started. Read, please. Read. Just start reading.
Isaac was 40 years old when he took as his wife Rebekah's daughter of Bethuel and sister of Laban of the Amorites. Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife.
Stop. Isaac did what?
Prayed to the Lord.
What did and for who?
On behalf of his wife.
One point that I want to make just real fast, men, if you are not praying to the Lord on behalf of your wife, right now you are out of place. Isaac was praying to the Lord because something unexpected was happening to his wife. If you're not praying for your wife, you are out of place right now. If you're not talking to social media, we should be praying for our wives right now. Read some more.
Because she was childless.
Okay, so now that's an unexpected thing because guess what? Isaac and Rebecca getting it in. Isaac and Rebecca doing some work. Isaac and Rebecca, they're coming together. So there is an expectation, amen, of something that should be showing up, amen?
Amen.
So right now, Isaac is seeing something unexpected, and now he's saying to himself, either I can let this thing slide or I got to deal with it right now. And Isaac chose to deal with it. How many men right now who are in a relationship with their wives are saying that my family is first, and I have to deal with what's happening with my family right now? We have to get back to that place of saying, my family first, God first, my family. And I have to deal with what I have to deal with right now. It's important to me. It's important to me. One, that I'm saved, and two, that my family is saved. Isaac is saying, I got a wife and she she is in trouble. She is she's in a place where she knows that she should be able to give birth, but she's not able to give birth. There's a lot of us right now in the house of God, in God's house, right now, in other locations that are pregnant with some things. But guess what? It's hard for them to push those things out of them. And Isaac is praying. He's praying for who?
His wife.
He's not praying for a child. He's praying for his what?
Wife.
Read some more, please.
The Lord was receptive to his prayer.
The Lord was what?
Receptive.
He was what?
Receptive.
Okay.
And his wife, Rebecca,
uh-huh,
conceived.
The Lord was receptive, meaning that he received the prayer. And his wife, Rebecca, what? She did what?
Conceived.
So she got pregnant. Now watch this. I want to know, how many of y'all know what the name Rebecca means in Hebrew?
Ooh, I forgot it. It's going to
make sense in a minute. It just simply means to tie tight or to bind. To bind together. To tie tight or to bind together. Rebecca's name means that she has to keep it together. Her name means I got to keep it together. When I'm pregnant and I'm barren, I got to keep it together. When my husband is wondering why I can't have, I got to keep it together. When the child is not coming, I got to keep it together. Right now, I just got to keep it together because there's something that I know that God wants me to have. My name means something, so I got to keep it together. I can't lose my mind. I got to keep it together. I know it's not happening now, but I got to keep it together. It will soon happen. Why? Because I got to what? Keep it what? Together. Her name means that I got to keep it together. How many of you all want to know that God is telling you all right now, it's time for you all to recognize you got to keep it together. You can't lose your mind right now.
Amen.
So I got to keep it together. I got to keep it together. I got to keep it together. Read some. Somebody else read. You stop there.
22.
Go ahead. Read 22.
But the two children struggled with each other in her womb.
The two what?
The two children.
They did what?
But the two children struggled with each other in her womb.
What is the name?
Rebecca.
What does it mean?
Keep it together.
So these two children are struggling. That means that they're coming apart. That means that they're going against one another. They're not inside of her. She's not being able to keep it together. And because she's not able to keep it together, there's something that's disturbing her. How many of you all know right now when a woman cannot keep it together, she sometimes falls into a place of depression? See, the one thing that we have to understand that we have to give the women, our mothers, so much praise about is because, one, they kept it together long enough for us to get our stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
And because they kept it together long enough for us to keep our stuff together, now we have to learn to keep our stuff together. See, sometimes I'm about to lose my mind up in here, but I can't because my mama taught me how to keep it what?
Together.
Y'all better talk to me. Y'all talk back to me because that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about keeping it together.
Mm-hmm.
See, because the enemy is about to attack some folk right now. Yeah, you on Facebook. Yeah, you on Instagram. Yeah, he's about to attack somebody. It's trying to separate. Somebody say separate. There's no division in God. There's no division in God. There's always a togetherness. Amen. I want you to know that there's no separation, and God is mindful of that with you. Read some more. There's a struggle. Somebody say there's a struggle.
There's a struggle
going into the womb of Rebecca, of the one who's keeping it together. And now that struggle is pulling apart, it's causing her to have to rethink this thing. Why? Because there's something about this pregnancy that nobody has ever told Rebecca about. All the other pregnancies was normal to Rebecca. She saw maybe her relatives have a child. She saw her friends have a child. But this one here is a trip to Rebecca. Rebecca is saying, what is this God about? Why is is this thing happening to me? I don't understand. I went to my husband. I don't understand. He can't tell me. Why? Because the only thing he knows how to do is, watch this, he does not deal with the unusual. He deals with the unexpected. And the only thing he can do is to tell me, if I can see it, I'll fight it. If I can see it, I'll pull it. If I can see it, I'll straighten it up. See, men, we have visual. We have to be physical in the thing. If we can't see it, if we can't hold it, and we can't grasp it, then it's trouble to us. That's why we could never have children. We could never be pregnant. Because to feel that thing on the inside of us and we can't pull it out, we can't, that thing punch us and we can't punch it back. This is why God saw fit to say, okay, you look at the unexpected, but the women, they look at the, watch this, unusual, because an unusual occurrence takes time to develop, and it has that timing. It shows everything. She's dealing with something that is so unusual. It's unusual. And the children struggled together within her, meaning that they were coming together, they were struggling. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of her husband. She went to inquire of her sister. She went to, y'all just going to let me just say anything? I know y'all looking at the scriptures.
She went to inquire of the Lord.
She went to inquire of who?
The Lord.
All right, all right. Y'all don't let me just say anything. And don't let nobody just say anything to y'all either. That's why we read scripture.
Right.
Study to show thyself approval unto God, a workman who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of what?
Truth.
We're not novice. We are not novice. We are students learning. Amen.
Amen.
She went to inquire of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said unto her, what did the Lord say? The Lord said, two nations are in thy womb.
Uh-huh.
And two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other. And the elder shall serve the younger. God is telling her what's developing in her.
Uh-huh.
God is describing the unusual occurrence. Remember, just because it seems or looks unusual,
uh-huh,
does not mean that it is out of place.
Yes.
Just because no one else has been recorded of Rebecca seeing this thing happen to does not mean that it's not in the right place with Rebecca. God needs this thing to be in Rebecca. There are some things you struggle with in your life, my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Amen. Every day, and you're wondering, why is this thing happening to me? God needs it to happen to you. He created you so that you can go through the struggle that you're going through. He created you so that you can have the things that you have. You can go through the pains that you go through. You can go through the heartache that you go through. He created you for you to do that. Why? Because we learned last week that we were crushed from the beginning, and he knew that you can stand the pressure. He knows how much you can stand. He knows how much you can bear. God knows your ups and your downs. He knows your strengths and your weaknesses. He knows every hair that's up on your head, every line, creek, and crevice that's over your body. He knows what's working now in your life and what's not working. He knows where you're going to be successful and where you're going to fail. God knows everything about you even before you learn it about yourself. So when God starts telling you what's going on in your life, you need to start listening to God, because God don't miss. See, there's a lot of prophets that will miss, but God don't miss. If God said it to be so, it shall be exactly what God said will be. When God said it was going to be manna, it became manna.
Yes.
When God said that it was going to be a fire at night, it was fire at night. When he said it was going to be a cloud by day, it was a cloud in your life, he didn't miss. He just made it better. Baby,
yes.
I'm going to let you know right now, God knows what's going on in your life. The Lord said, what's going on? God knows exactly what's going on.
Amen.
Don't trip. Just because it seems unusual doesn't mean that it's out of place.
Amen.
God tells her, he inquires, she inquires of him. He tells her that one, he says, there's two people in your womb and shall be separate from thy bowels. The one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. The question is, have God told him who's going to be the strongest? God just says that one will be stronger. You see, if God wanted to, God could have said that Esau would be stronger than Jacob. He could have said that Jacob is going to be stronger than Esau. But he did. He says one shall be stronger. And he says, but the elder, Esau, shall serve the younger. God is specific, so don't ever trip when God does not specifically name something in your life. That is not because he made a mistake. That is because God is very calculated. Because watch this. If God named something, and watch this, because we have our own will, then guess what happens? Then you have your own will. You may go against what God has. But if God doesn't name somebody, then God can use anybody he wants to in that particular area of your life. He doesn't have to have a specific name. He can use whoever he wants to use. He used a donkey to save a man's life. God can use whoever. He used the fish to pay a tax. God can use whatever he wants to use. God is God, and he can do whatever he wanted to. He does exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask and think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me?
Amen.
God knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. God doesn't miss. Somebody say, God don't miss.
God don't miss.
I miss. Say, I miss.
I miss.
Yes. I miss when I got married and divorced. I miss. I thought I hit the target, but I miss. I miss when I had a child out of wedlock. I miss. I miss. There's a lot of things that I miss in my life, but God doesn't miss. Because when I got to a point where I wanted to try to take my own life, God made sure that I couldn't take my own life. God don't miss. I miss. I got so sad and depressed that, yes, I wanted to take my own life. Can I tell y'all something? Don't ever trip with somebody. When somebody say they didn't got so caught up in themselves to the point where they felt like they wanted to take their own life, you need to sit down and talk to them and tell them that life is more important. Because I took my own life. The one that you heard up here at first who gave the welcome, you wouldn't have seen her. The other one that's over there at the camera, dealing with my cameras on my phone, would not have been here. If I would have took my own life, I would not even be here with you all. I would not know Elder Prevost. I would not know the Black Prince of Preachers. I would not know him. I would not know Brother Nick's son. I would have never met him. I would have never met Takitha Owens. I would have never met them. I would not have ever met your wife, the Elder Prevost. I would not have never met her. I would not have ever met a minister tall over here. I would have never met them. I would have just been a person of interest where people would be talking. What if Kenneth would have lived? I wonder what he would have been. People don't have to say that about me because they know who I am. And it's important to me that I'm saved.
Yeah.
It's important to me that I'm saved. It's important to me that my soul be set free. It's important to me that I'm saved. It's important to me that people know that much about me. They don't have to inquire, what if? Let me go ahead so we can go ahead and go. Y'all know I like to get out of here before 5:15, before 5:30. Let's go ahead and go. Amen. Unless the Lord say something different. He says, well, he didn't give us the description of which one would be stronger, which one would be
weaker. It says, and when her days were to be delivered or to be fulfilled, behold, or it says she discovered, behold, watch this, there was twins in a womb. Let me show you something. The beautiful part about it. The beautiful part about it. Check this out. See, we're sitting here now, and God has told her what he wanted and what was in her.
Uh-huh.
But she never stopped seeking to find out that that which God said, was it truth or not?
Hmm.
It says, it tells us here, just real quick. It says, and when her days to deliver were fulfilled, behold, there were twins within her. Another translation will sit back and say, when it was time for her to deliver, it says she discovered.
Yep.
She discovered, meaning that she was still seeking the truth in which God has given her. No matter what you read in the Bible, seek the truth.
Yes.
No matter what preacher preach, seek the truth.
Yes. Yes.
No matter how it sounds, no matter how they tie it up and how they fix it to make it sound so good and talk about Jack and Jill went up to him and stretch the pillow up, hump it up and spit on the wall. You go and research and see what Humpty Dumpty ever in the Bible.
Right.
You go and see what Jack and Jill ever off a hill. You go and see if Little Bo Peep lost her sheep. You go and see if Mother Goose really knew how to cook a goose. Go and look and see if the woman who had so many children who didn't know what to do was in the Bible. Go out there and search for the truth. Don't let nobody lie to you.
Come on,
oh,
now.
My God, I think I feel that.
Come on,
don't let nobody lie to you. Don't let them cheat you. Don't let them cause you to stumble. Because God is counting on you to make sure that everything that he taught you, that in his word, shall be true. It's an unusual occurrence. It's unusual when a man has to carry a tree on his back. It's unusual. When the son of man is put between two thieves and hunger, oh Lord, it's unusual when that son of man is crucified and they look at him and they want to see him suffer. How many of you know that people right now want to see you suffer?
Yes.
But I come to tell you today that it's an unusual occurrence that God has gotten you in the place where you're at. You're not out of place. You're in the right place. I think I heard about five people in here who would say I'm in the right place.
unusual. Don't mean that it's out of place.
Amen.
Just because you're in the place that you're at. And you said, I wasn't here last year. You got to tell God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Same place I was in last year.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Are y'all happy to be in God?
Amen.
You all are all right. I'm talking to you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Social media, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to all those that are here. You all are all right. Thank God for you. Come on. I love y'all.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. We ask you to bless it right now. In Jesus' most holiest name. Amen. Now, I'm giving one person. Because right now, if there's somebody listening, this is where you miss it at when you don't get it in. Already, those mothers that are here, I'm already paying for their dinner. If you call my phone, text my phone, right now, the first one to text, 817-247-2288, and say, I heard the message, and then give me the title of the message, which is simply, it may seem unusual, but it's not out of place. And then put your cash up under that. First person that does that, I'll send you. But that's only a mother now. You got to be a mother. I'm sending you. Amen. Money for your dinner. Amen. You got to do it. And it has to be to me before 5:45. So if you're not listening in, not tuning in, you're missing. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Do anybody have anything that they want to say before I turn it back over to Elder Primo? Anybody have anything they want to say?
That word for me.
It was for you. Amen. 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 Held this back in your hand.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand praise.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just because it's unusual don't mean, hallelujah, it's out of place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word today. Amen. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word. Blessed be his Father God in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for the man of God on today. We thank you, Lord, for the word that he has poured out on people, Lord. That he has given us the strength that he has poured out. And the virtue as well, Lord. Continue to fill him up in protection, Lord, the knowledge and wisdom, Lord, and the revelation, Lord, so that he can continue to teach and lead your people. And Lord, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you. Lord, we ask you to bless his family, Lord, hallelujah, generations to come. And we thank you, praise you, and magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And amen. Glory to God on today. Hallelujah. Just because it's unusual doesn't mean it's out of place. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we need to quit judging the unusual.
Come on, here,
son. Hallelujah. We see something unusual, we want to pass judgment on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But just because it's unusual to you don't mean it was out of place.
Come on.
Glory to God. Everywhere Jesus went, it was unusual.
It was unusual?
Hallelujah. They said, what are you over there eating and drinking with the sinners for? That's unusual.
Yeah.
Glory to God,
yeah.
But he wasn't out of place. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the word today. Now, may we learn something. May we learn, hallelujah, how men think and how women think.
Come on.
Hallelujah. We're not prepared for the unusual. We're prepared for the unexpected.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Because we thought something going to pop up.
Yes, sir.
You got to be ready for something to pop up.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. When something unexpected pops up, it's usually something usual.
Yeah.
Praise God. Yeah. But when something unusual pop up, glory to God, hallelujah. That's when we do that pillow talk. Maybe this doesn't work. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. I'm going to get through this one, baby. Maybe you should be going this or what? That you know how to work the unusual. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. So we thank God for the word on today. We thank God for Apostle Bailey. We want to remind everybody we will be here on the first, second, not next Saturday. Hallelujah. But the fourth Saturday, we will be back here. Praise God, hallelujah. 3600 West Pioneer Parkway. Right here in Pantino, Texas. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sweet number 5. Hallelujah. 5 is the number of grace. If you want some grace, you need to come get it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Seating is limited. We invite you to come out. Praise God. And worship with us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everyone on each social media platform. Praise God. We also on Blog Talk Radio on today.
Amen.
Amen. Audio. We thank God for y'all. Amen. And if that word touched you, praise God, share the word.
Yeah.
Praise God, hit that share button. If you ain't got the finances,
Thank you.